I'm Kelly Burley, and this is Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis for Wednesday, March 26th. And Burns, the students are back from spring break, but with heavy hearts.
Well, that's right, Kelly. We lost one of our family. Casey Wachoff was actually killed by a driver supposedly driving under the influence in Gulf Shores, Alabama, on spring break. And she was a freshman. She's from Flower Mound. Her great OSU family, both her folks went to OSU, and her brother is here at OSU now as a sophomore. I think there's four or five nieces and nephews that went to OSU. So it's truly an OSU family. And while we just reach out and send all of our sympathies and condolences to the family, I've talked to the family, and it's such a devastating, tragic event. And we just all have to pull together in times like these. This kind of an event is your worst nightmare, and we've had to deal with these kinds of tragedies before, any or too many, but we will all gather around this family and each other, and just send all our prayers and thoughts to this family.
Burns, a new OSU collaboration was announced last week, and front and center to that partnership is the nation's energy needs.
Well, that's right. We did have an event announcing the formation of the National Energy Solutions Institute and the Smart Energy Association during a ceremony at our Henry Bellman Interdisciplinary Research Center. The National Energy Solutions Institute, known as NESI, is an OSU organization and is working with Smart Energy Solutions. The goal is to collaborate to take energy research and innovation into our marketplace. At the event, we were able to announce that a $500,000 donation was made by CoBank, which is a national cooperative bank that serves rural cooperatives and other organizations all across rural America. Aligning with CoBank is a huge boost to our efforts. It's really the perfect partnership between the Smart Energy Solutions Association, a land-grant university like OSU, and CoBank. We think that we're going to make some big strides and create a more sustainable energy future for our nation.
And finally, Burns, it's day one of KOSU Spring 2014 Pledge Drive, and of course we're encouraging our listeners to step forward and support their public radio station, and was wondering if you had any magic words that I don't.
I doubt if I have any magic words that you don't. What you do have that I don't anymore is the check I've written you to support the campaign. No, KOSU does a marvelous job in providing essential information to its listening area, which is quite large, and I know the ratings are great, and I'm not surprised because the programming is great. Really, what public radio does is more in-depth analysis and reporting than commercial radio can really afford to do. But the only way that's possible is with the support of the listeners. And so I've always been a big fan of KOSU. I've always tried to be a supporter. And I will this time around, and I encourage everybody that enjoys KOSU to participate as well.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.